愿大家平安。
Peace be with you all this evening.
今天晚上跟大家一起来学习所罗门的心。
Tonight we're going to study the topic of Solomon's mind and heart.
我们来看箴言第四章二十三节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23.
箴言第四章二十三节。
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23.
请读。
Verse 23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life.
这个地方说，要保守我们的心，胜过保守一切。
And so it says here, keep your heart with all diligence.
那一生的果效是从心发出来的。
So all out of it spring the issues of life.
我们每个人要过什么样的生活，到最后是由我们的心来决定的。
The kind of life that we lead will then be determined by what is in our heart.
如果我们的心是敬畏神的，
If our heart is a heart that worships God and reveres God,
我们的生活啊，就是很敬虔。
Then our life will be very reverent to Him.
如果我们的心是爱神的
，and if our heart loves God,
我们的生活就充满很多的侍奉。
Then our life is overwhelmed with servitude to Him.
好像爱主的玛利亚一样。
And that is just like the love of Mary, the one that loves Jesus.
所以我们的一生是从心发出来的。
So our life is sprung out from our heart.
那我们用这一句话来看所罗门。
And so we use this phrase to see Solomon.
看那所罗门的心是什么。
To see what the mind and heart said of Solomon is.
那他一生又活出什么样的生活。
And so what kind of life did he live out?
然后这对我们来讲有什么教训
？And what kind of teachings this is applied to us？
圣经有提到神向所罗门显现两次。
And so in the Bible it talks about how there are two times God appeared to Solomon。
一次是他接续当王的时候。
First is when Solomon became king。
那另外一次是建殿完毕以后。
And then secondly was after the building of the temple.
这两次的显现是所罗门灵性最高的一段时间。
During these two appearances was at the apex of Solomon's spirituality.
我们还记得亚伯兰从75岁到86岁向神向他显现13次。
We know that in the course of Abraham's life, 75 to 85 years, there were 13 appearances from God.
那从86岁到99岁13年神都没有向他显现。
And then from age 86 to 99, in those years there was not a presence of God appearing to him.
他86岁做一件事情神不喜欢。
Because at age 86, Abraham did something that not pleased the Lord.
就是从夏甲生一个他认为是他的后代。
That is to have a son through Hagar.
所以神不高兴，十三年没有向他显现。
So God was not happy and did not appear to him for 13 years.
那这个神的显现呢？今天对我们来讲什么意思
？What does this appearance from God mean to us today?
圣经说，清心的人有福了。
And so, Bible it says that those who are pure are blessed.
因为他们要见到神。
Because they are to meet God.
那这个见到神不是真的肉眼看到神。
And so it doesn't mean that we physically see God.
而是我们对神有很深入的体验。
Because we have a very deep experience from God.
今天如果我们灵性一直往上成长。
And if our faith keeps to elevate.
我们会感觉到神跟我们很亲近。
Then we will realize that God is very close with us.
我们在信仰上可以体会到神很清楚的同在。
And in our faith we can clearly see that God abides with us.
那所罗门这两神向他两次的显现对我们来讲是什么意思
？And during these two appearances, to Solomon, what does that mean to us？
我们看列王记上第三章。
Let's look at First Kings chapter 3。
列王记上第三章。
First Kings chapter 3。
第五节。
Verse 5。At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, Ask, what shall I give you?
这个地方说神在梦中向他显现。
It says here that the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream.
你要我是你什么，你可以求。
Ask, what shall I give you?
那为什么神会向所罗门显现？
Why does Lord appear to Solomon?
如果我们看第三节，请读。
Verse 3, Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of his father David, except that he sacrificed and burned incense at the high places.
这个地方说所罗门爱主天上的神，遵行他父亲大卫的律例。
It says here Solomon loved the Lord and walked in the statutes of his father David.
那因为他爱神，所以到最后他想要为神建殿。
It's because he loved God, he was determined to build this temple.
然后第六节他继承大卫所给他的这个王位。
And so here you can see David had bestowed this kingship upon Solomon. So he himself wanted to be a good king. So that is why Solomon asked wisdom of God. It's the first appearance by God to him. Because he loved God. And he walked by the Lord's statutes.
那所罗门的第二次显现。神向他第二次显现。
Second appearance by God to Solomon.
我们看列王记下第九章。
Let's look at First Kings chapter 9.
列王记上的第九章。
First Kings chapter 9.
第一节跟第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.And verse 1, and it came to pass when Solomon had finished building the house of the Lord and all the king's house, and all Solomon's desire which he wanted to do, verse 2, that the Lord appeared to Solomon the second time as he had appeared to him at Gibeon.
这里说所罗门建造神的殿全部都完毕了，然后神就第二次向他显现。
It says here that the building of the house of the Lord was finished, and that is, this is where God appeared to Solomon.
因为这个殿呢是神立名的居所。
And because this temple is a promised a dwelling of God.
它是神住的地方。
This is a place where God dwells.
也有神的名立在那个地方。
It has the name and power of God in it.
所以在建殿的时候，神的荣耀充满这个殿。
So then this building of the temple would be in overwhelmed by God's power.
所以他建完这个殿呢，神非常的喜悦。
So after the building of the house of the Lord, that is, the Lord was so happy.
所以神就向他显现。
And that is why the Lord appeared to Solomon.
那神要显现要做什么？
Why did he appear to him?
那我们看第三节、第四节。
Let's look at verse 3 and 4. And the Lord said to him, I have heard your prayer and your supplication that you have made before me. I have consecrated this house which you have built to put my name there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually.4. Now if you walk before me as your father David walked, in integrity of heart and in uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded you, and if you keep my statutes and my judgments.
这个地方说我已将你所建的殿分别为圣。
It says here that I have already consecrated this temple.
那我的名要永远在其中。
And my name will be put there forever.
那我的眼我的心也要藏在那里。
My eyes and my heart will be there perpetually.
这个殿呢就是教会。
This temple is the church.
所以如果我们真的爱神，我们一定会爱教会。
If we really truly love God, then we will love the church.
因为教会是主耶稣的身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
是神居住的地方。
That is a place where Christ dwells.
是神立名的地方。
This is a place that God had promised.
我们如果真的很爱神。
If we really love God,
我们一定尽最大的力量来帮助把这个教会建立起来。
We'll put our greatest effort in building up the church.
那这个地方说这个殿是分别为圣的。
It says here that the temple is actually consecrated.
所以教会这一群人，圣经说是不列在万民中的民。
So these people, people of the church, are separate from the world.
他是圣洁的国度，君尊的祭司，属神的子民。
They are a holy nation and a royal priesthood.
在神面前是极其宝贵的。
And so this is a very precious in the sight of the God.
所以这个教会不是世俗的团体，它是神分别为圣。
And the church, the people in the church of God are separate. They're holy. They're not any typical people.
那神的名要永远在其中。
And so the name will be put there and forever.
好，那神的眼、神的心也要藏在这个教会里面。
His eyes and his heart will also be in the church.
哦，所以教会哈能够有机会来参与服事，这是极大的福气。
Have the opportunity to serve in the house of the Lord. This is a great opportunity.
好，那第二次显现呢，神就要祝福所罗门。
The second time was when God wanted to bless Solomon.
第一次显现是说你可以求，我要给你。
First time was said that you can ask for what you want.
好，那第二次显现是要给他祝福。
And secondly was to God giving him blessings.
好，那我们就要看神怎么来祝福他。
Let's see how God blessed him.
第九章的第四节跟第五节，请。
Let's look at chapter 9, verse
第九章列王记上第九章第四节第五节，请。
Verse 4 and 5. Now if you walk before me as your father David walked, integrity of heart and uprightness, to do according all that I have commanded you, and if you keep my statutes and my judgments, 5. Then I will establish the throne of your kingdom over Israel forever, as I promised David your father, saying, you shall not fail to have a man on the throne of Israel.
好，这个地方在讲啊，我要坚固你的国位。
It says here, I will solidify, establish your kingdom.
然后在以色列中直到永远。
And in the midst of Israel, that they are to know this forever.
正如我应许你的父大卫说，他的子孙必不断人做以色列的国位。
As promised to David, you shall not fail to have a man on the throne of Israel.
这是一个非常大的应许。
This is a very big promise.
神要祝福他。
God is going to bless.
但是我们仔细看哦，这个祝福有条件。
But let's specifically see that there are conditions to this blessing.
什么条件？
What conditions?
第四节。
Verse 4.
你要效法你父大卫，存诚实正直的心，行在我面前。我一切吩咐你的诫命，谨守我的律例典章，这个就是条件。
The condition is if you walk before me as your father David walked, integrity of heart and uprightness.
所以神祝福啊，有时候是有条件的。
So when God blesses, there are conditions.
就是说，我们照着神的话去做。
Just like where we follow the good word of God.
谨守神的诫命。
We follow His statutes and His commands.
顺神的旨意来做。
We go by His will.
那神的祝福就会实现。
And then His blessing will be manifested.
当然，如果没有这样做，这个祝福就不会实现。
If we don't follow this fashion, these blessings will not manifest.
所以有时候我们常常想，圣经里面很多福气，为什么别人有很多的体验，好像我没有体验。
We see sometimes in the Bible many blessings, others have many experiences, but we don't have any of these experiences at all.
然后我们就打很多的问号，神怎样？神不公义？神怎么样？怎么样？都把问号打在神身上。
And then you have all these questions and doubts that emerge about why is God like this and that.
那忘记了这个问号打在我们自己的身上。
And so you forgot that this one question is to be, you should ask yourself.
是不是有一些神要我做的我没有做？
Are there some things that I have not done for God?
是不是我的生活没有得到神的喜悦？
What about my life? It has not pleased God.
那为什么圣经的这一些祝福我都没有体验？
Why have I not experienced the blessings in the Bible?
所以有一些祝福是有条件的。
So that's why some blessings have conditions.
当然那个条件本身也是对我们好处的。
And so those conditions themselves are beneficial to us.
谨守遵行神的诫命律例典章，神的诫命律例典章没有一个是不好的。
Walking by statutes, not one of them is wrong or bad.
我们今天如果遵照神的话去做，生活问题会越来越少。
If we walk by His commands, then we will have less problems in our life.
那我们就是因为自己去想一套理论、人生哲学，来过自己想要过的生活，所以问题越来越多。
It's because we come up with our personal theories that abounds our problems.
因为这一套理论、人生哲学如果不符合神的旨意，那神的祝福就不会实现。
If these worldly theories and philosophies, they don't follow God's way, then His blessings won't manifest.
所以神显现是要给他祝福，但是是有条件。
God appeared to him because it was blessings with conditions.
但是这个祝福也有反面，从反面来看。
But there's another facet to these conditions.
我们看第九章的第六节。
Chapter 9, verse 6. But if you or your sons at all turn from following me, and do not keep my commandments and my statutes, which I have set before you, but go and serve other gods and worship them.
第七节.
Verse 7. Then I will cut off Israel from the land which I have given them, and this house which I have consecrated for my name I will cast out of my sight. Israel will be a proverb and a byword among all peoples.
好,第八节.
Verse 8. And as for this house, which is exalted, everyone who passes by it will be astonished and will hiss and say, why has the Lord done thus to this land and this house? 9. Then they will answer, because they forsook the Lord their God, who brought their fathers out of the land of Egypt and have embraced other gods and worshiped them and served them. Therefore, the Lord has brought all this calamity on them.
那接下去就在讲反面。
So this talks about the flip side of it.
如果你们蒙福的子孙现在不遵守神的诫命,
if you, your sons, do not follow or turn away from me,
那去敬拜别的神,
and if you go and turn to other gods,
那现在就不是祝福了,
then this will not be a blessing.
以色列人要被从地上剪除,
and that is, they will be cut off from the land.
那这个分别为圣的殿, 神也不看顾,
and this consecrated temple will not be taken care of.
人就会笑, 外邦人说, 为什么今天又变成这样了呢?
And then they will be astonished and hissed by others.
那回答就是因为人离开了神。
It's because man had left God.
所以, 神像, 所罗门的显, 第二次显现, 是关乎他的祝福。
So the second appearance was regarding the blessings.
但是人是不是会得福, 是在乎我们自己的决定。
But the one point behind actually receiving these blessings becomes from these conditions.
就是, 到底我们生活中是要尊神为大, 爱神, 还是要走另外一个方向?
That is to say, in our life, do we love the Lord or are we taking another direction?
所以, 所罗门的灵性最高的时候, 神显现两次。
When Solomon's faith was the highest, that's the two times that God appeared to him.
好, 那接下去我们就可以看到, 所罗门的一生, 他的心, 如果从, 列王记上来看,
and then we can see from Solomon's faith that when he encountered three things when he was in his faith.
第一个就是神对他的影响。
And that is the influence that God had on him, or guidance God had on him.
第二个就是父亲对他的影响。
And the influence of David's father onto Solomon.
第三个就是太太对他的影响。
And the influence of the wives.
所以我们就看, 他的心有一个改变。
We can see that there's a change in his heart.
那今天呢, 有时候我们在看我们自己也是一样。
And today when we see ourselves, we are the same.
我们在我们父母的影响之下。
We are under the parental influence.
结婚之后是在我们的配偶的影响之下。
We are under spousal influence.
那这样啊, 这个三个影响, 到底我们的心偏哪一边呢? 这就会决定我们怎么生活。
And under these three types of influence that will determine where our life direction will be.
那如果再简化一点, 所罗门的父亲大卫, 给所罗门是正面的影响。
And so David, the father of Solomon, had a very a right perspective or influence to Solomon.
那所罗门的太太, 给他的是负面的影响。
And so it was a negative, negative aspect that the wives provided to Solomon.
所以我们就看所罗门的生活, 就从正面进到负面。
So we can see that his life went from positive to negative.
真的神讲的话是完全实现。
And so it is can see that their life is had manifested this way.
那我们现在看他的父亲怎么影响他。
Now let's see how did his father influence him.
好,我们现在看列王记上第二章。
Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 2.
列王记上第二章。
1 Kings chapter 2.
第一节到第四节。
Verse 1 through 4. Verse 1, now the days of David drew near that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, verse 2, I go the way of all the earth, be strong therefore, and prove yourself a man. 3, and keep the charge of the Lord your God to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, his commandments, his judgments, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn. Verse 4, that the Lord may fulfill his word which he spoke concerning me, saying, if your sons take heed to their way to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, he said, you shall not lack a man on the strength throne of Israel.
大卫对所罗门有一个很重要的遗言。
And David had a very important message that was for Solomon.
这个预言是在讲他自己人生的经验。
And this somewhat prophetic message is the experience that David had.
也是大卫对所罗门将来生活的一个指引。
And so it's almost like a guidance and or instruction for how Solomon was to live his life.
他提到自己的体验，如果谨守遵行神的道，那做什么事情都会亨通。
David brought a personal experience saying that if you keep in his statutes, then the Lord will prosper in all you do.
这是所罗门的，这是大卫的体验。
And that is David's experiences.
然后，如果你这样做，神就会继续来应许的实现给他的子孙，大卫的子孙。
As long as you do this, you will prosper in all that you do and in your offspring.
后来大卫就死了。
And then later David died.
我们知道父母对子女的影响大概就到死那一天了，就开始往下降。
We know that the influence of our parents toward the sons and daughters will decline when they pass on.
因为他已经不见了，也没有办法讲话，也没有办法互动。
Because they're not physically present and there's no more interactions.
所以就开始那个对父母的记忆开始渐渐消退，所以那个影响就渐渐就变小了。
So the memory disintegrates of your parents and then influence is less.
所以在圣经里面也记载是原来就是这样。
And the Bible actually remembers it or recounts it this way too.
我们看约书亚记的二十四章。
Let's look at Joshua chapter 24.
约书亚记的二十四章。
Joshua chapter 24.
24:15.
Verse 15. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
这约书亚立誓以前呢，他就告诉这些以色列。
When Joshua was leaving the world, he had a message to the Israelites.
如果侍奉神不好，你就要选择你自己想要侍奉的。
If you're in the course of serving God, you can choose what you want to do servitude in.
那至于我跟我家，我一定要侍奉神。
But then, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
那百姓马上回应，我们断不敢离弃神去侍奉别神。
They reply, "Far be it from me that we should forsake the Lord to serve our gods."
然后，到二十九节。
Then on to verse 29. Verse 29. Now it came to pass after these things that Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. 31. Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had known all the works of the Lord, which he had done for Israel.
这里说以色列人侍奉神是在什么时候？
When did Israel serve the Lord?
是在约书亚还有那些知道神为以色列人所行诸事长老还在的时候，他们侍奉神。
They served the Lord during the days of Joshua and when the elders had been around.
所以还在的时候就对他们有影响力，他们还继续在侍奉神。
So when these elders and Joshua were around, that is still the influence that they had on the people.
然后到了四世纪，我们看四世纪的第二章。
And then if we go to the book of Judges chapter 2,
第二章的第七节
Judges chapter 2 verse 7, So the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord which he had done for Israel.
这也重复在讲，约书亚还在世的长老还在的时候，他们都侍奉神。
So this is repeating what it said before. Joshua and the elders that lived after Joshua was the influence.
但是这些长老死了，他们就开始拜偶像。
But then these elders had died, and then so the people had obeyed idols.
所以我们可以看到所罗门在父亲的影响下他还是继续谨守神的诫命，敬畏神。
So while under the influence of his father David, Solomon was definitely walking by the statutes of God.
那这就让我们想，我们当父亲的对我们的下一代要怎么对他们真的有属灵的影响力。
So we think in our generation as fathers, how are we going to act toward our children in the course of their faith?
我们看诗篇的七十八篇。
Let's look at Psalm 78.
诗篇的七十八篇。
Psalm 78.
诗篇七十八篇，第
四
节一直到第七节。
verse 4 through 7. Four, we will not hide them from their children, telling to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. Verse 5, for he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children. 6, that the generation to come might know them, the children who would be born, that they may arise and declare them to their children. 7, that they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments.
这个地方说要将神的美德和他的能力奇妙的作为述说给后代听。
That is that we must transmit the wonderful, proclaim the wonderful works of God to our next generation.
这是神的作为。
And that is his wonderful works.
那第五节呢?
And verse 5.
神的律法要传给他们的子孙。
It says that the law must be passed down to his children.
以现在来讲, 一个就是恩典, 一个就是真理。
And so to say, grace and truth.
就是我们从神领受的恩典, 我们所认识的真理, 要传给我们下一代, 让下一代也传给我们的下一代。
We partake of the grace and the truth that we pass down to the next generation and so on and so forth.
这是最重要的传承。
That is the most important type of passing down.
这个就是家庭的功能。
And that is the great working power in the family.
就是要把我们的信仰传给我们的下一代。
And that is we must pass down our faith to our next generation.
第七节。
Verse 7.
那他们就可以仰望神，不忘记神的作为，谨守他的诫命。
So they will set their hope in God and not forget the works of God.
那这样他们就会一直蒙福。
And so then they will be ever more in blessing.
这个就是大卫对所罗门的影响。
And this is the type of influence that David had on Solomon.
那大卫对所罗门第二个影响就是引导他去建殿。
What's the secondary influence that David had to Solomon was to go build a temple?
献殿亲眼看到神的荣耀。
And to build a temple to see and witness the wonderful glory of God.
神向他显现。
And so that is where God appeared to him.
所以我们要引导我们的下一代。
So we must guide and counsel our next generation.
他的生活方式要引导他来参与教会的侍奉。
And influence their lives and their ways to influence them to come to church and serve.
比方说现在暑假，其实很多学生有很多时间了。Right
now we have a summer vacation, and these students have a lot of time.
那教会里面有很多活动。
But in our church, we have a lot of activities and events.
如果真的要参加从 RSTS 下来，一直到八月中啊，都连续快一个多月。
You can literally go to all the seminars from high school seminar all the way down to in August.
这非常的宝贵啊。It's
so precious.
因为这一些活动啊，第一个就让他吸收神的话。
Because all these events allow them to be instilled with the word of God.
第二个是带领他祷告。
And it guides them to pray.
让他被圣灵充满，对神有体验。
Allow them to be filled by the Holy Spirit to be and having experience of God.
那第三个就让他跟同样年龄有团契。
And thirdly, to be with their peers, to have fellowship with them.
使他在教会里面有朋友。
And in the church, they'll have friends.
能够融入这个相同年纪的一群人。
And to be easily merged with the same age people.
这个影响非常大。
This is an extremely great influence.
如果我们下一代每一年每一次尽量都让他来参加这些讲习会。
If our next generation, if we really influence them to come to join these summer events,
信仰就逐渐可以建立起来。
Then their faith can be gradually built on.
那第二个就是我们在比方说俄麦教会有两个会要在我们这里开。
And then, for example, like in Irvine Church, we have two events that will be held here.
有很多的侍奉机会。
There are so many opportunities for holy work.
所以我们要鼓励我们小孩子，你暑假有空啊，到教会里帮忙打扫，做什么事情都可以。
We need to encourage them during the summertime is to come and clean and do what so on and so forth.
让教会的工作有人做，也让他能够有参与。
To have people to do the holy work and for them to be participants of this work.
参与中让他的心能够回到教会。
And then when participating in this holy work, it can allow their heart to go back to God.
所以大卫对所罗门的影响是值得我们来思想。
So David's influence to Solomon is one worthy of our rumination.
但是下面一个很重要，这是所罗门自己的决定。
And then what follows is more important, Solomon's decision.
就是他的婚姻。That
is his marriage.
我们看列王记上11章。
Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 11.
列王记上的11章。
1 Kings chapter 11.
十一章的第一节
For, chapter 11 verse 1
一直到第四节
all the way to verse 10
第四 1 to 4
1 through 4 verse 1 But King Solomon loved many foreign women as well as the daughter of Pharaoh women of the Moabites Ammonites Edomites Sidonians and Hittites 2. From the nations of whom the Lord had said to the children of Israel you shall not intermarry with them nor they with you surely they will turn away your hearts after their gods Solomon clung to these in love 3. And he had 700 wives princesses and 300 concubines and his wives turned away his heart 4. For it was so when Solomon was old that his wives turned his heart after other gods and his heart was not loyal to the Lord his God as was the heart of his father David
第四节讲啊，所罗门还没有结婚以前，当然他父亲最大，所以他就效法父亲呐，来遵行神的道。
So before he Solomon had gotten married, his biggest influence to him was David, and he had the most filial piety to him.
那现在结婚了，就是太太影响他了。
And so now, after he got married, it is the wives influencing him.
他有七百个妃，还有然后三百个嫔。
He had 700 wives and 300 concubines.
这些都是外邦人。
And these were all Gentiles.
那外邦人就引导他去拜偶像。
And they influenced him to go and worship idols.
所以由这里让我们看到婚姻的重要。
So we can see the importance behind the marriage.
当然有时候我们也看到人说，你看谁跟没有信的结婚，不是带来信吗？
So sometimes you might say, oh, we'll see other people that are in the church, we can bring them into church.
其实比例上来讲，成功的是少数。
And so we can also see that the most successful is...
成功的，跟不信的信主，后来配偶来信是少数。
So there are actually a small percentage of those who have brought their unbelieving spouses to believe.
而且配偶来信，信仰能够非常成长的更是少数。
And it's even smaller percentage of those spouses who believe later to be very fervent in their faiths.
因为他是跟着先生来信，跟着太太来信。
Because this once unbelieving spouse came by the influence of their spouse.
所以为什么圣经里面一直讲说要跟相同信仰的人结婚
？So why does it repeatedly say in the Bible that you have to marry of the same faith？
最重要的考虑是信仰。
The most important factor is faith。
为了让我们的信仰能够很容易的传承下去
，to allow us to easily pass down our faith。
所以他的太太给他影响，他就偏离神两次。我们看第九节。
So his wives influenced him to leave God twice.
And
let's look at verse 9 and 10. So the Lord became angry with Solomon because his heart had turned from the Lord God of Israel who had appeared to him twice. 10. And had commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other gods, but he did not keep what the Lord had commanded.
21节
Verse 11, Therefore the Lord said to Solomon, Because you have done this and have not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I have commanded you, I will surely tear the kingdom away from you and give it to your servant.
他偏离神两次。
So he actually strayed away from God twice.
当然神不高兴。
Of course God wasn't happy.
所以说国位从你手中夺回。
So the kingdom will be actually cut away from you and given to someone else.
到你结束了，你这个国位就会分裂。
And when at the end, this...Kingdom will divide.
所以真的到所罗门孩子的时候就分成两半了。
And yes, true that the son of Solomon had then caused the kingdom to divide.
为什么会分两半
？Why did it divide into two parts?
因为他的心偏离神。
Because his heart was strayed away from God.
神就把祝福拿回来。
So、God had taken his blessing away from him.
那为什么心会偏离神？
Why would his heart stray away from God?
因为跟拜偶像的女子结婚。
Because he had married idol worshipping wives.
所以我们可以看到一生的果效重新发出来。
So we can really see the influence of your life, which really comes from your heart.
在父亲的影响下蒙福。
And the father's influence is definitely a blessing.
在太太的影响下失去了福气。
And then under the wife's influence, they definitely lost the blessing.
所以我们总是要保守自己的心。
We need to really protect our heart.
紧紧跟随神。
To really, really follow the Lord deeply.
让我们一生能够蒙福。
And to have a life of blessing.
因为神原来就是要祝福我们的。
Because God, in the original intent, was to bless us.
唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
388首。
Let's please sing hymn 388. Please be seated.
我们在九月下旬会有灵恩布道会。
In September will be our evangelical service for
convocation. 不到三个月的时间。
And it's within 3 months of time.
请我们在祷告中常常纪念将来的圣会。
During our prayers, let's please pray for this holy event.
我们最后一起来为教会的圣工代祷。
Lastly, we will pray for the holy work of the church.
一起来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.